Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. Well, baseball players have told Major League Baseball that additional talks to start the season during the coronavirus pandemic are futile, adding that owners should order a return to work, which would likely spark lengthy litigation and the sport's return to labor wars. A deal that players and MLB agreed to in March gives Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred the right to start the season, provided there are no travel restrictions and games could be played before fans in regular season ballparks. Such action could lead to a season of about 50 games rather than the 82 initially proposed by the league. The players' union could also respond by filing a grievance that would be heard by an arbitrator. In NASCAR yesterday, Denny Hamlin held off Chase Elliott in front of up to 1,000 fans for his record-tying third Cup Series victory at Homestead Miami Speedway. And in golf, Daniel Berger won the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial in a sudden-death playoff when Colin Morikawa missed a 3-foot putt. The event marked the return of the PGA Tour after 3 months, and while there were no fans in attendance, Commissioner Jay Monahan says there were no positive COVID-19 tests from the 487 administered to players, caddies, and key personnel. In NFL news, Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield plans to kneel during the national anthem this season to protest social injustice, police brutality, and racism. In answering a post from a fan on his Instagram account Saturday that pleaded with him not to kneel, Mayfield responded, quote, "Pull your head out, I absolutely am," end quote. And in soccer, U.S. soccer president Cindy Parlow-Cohn has apologized for the Federation's lack of leadership in the fight against racism. Parlow-Cohn particularly discussed on Saturday the Federation's decision to repeal a policy that required players to stand during the national anthem. The rule had been adopted in 2017 when national team player Megan Rapinoe kneeled during the anthem in support of such protests going on in the NFL. Parlow-Cohn now says the Federation is sorry for, quote, "not being leaders in this fight," end quote. I'm Jesse King.